Annie smoothed back the wrapping and stepped aside. Martha, the art dealer, stepped back and drew a sharp breath. Her mother's horse. The bright bay coat, the luminous eye, the intelligent white-blazed face, the four white feet. Royal Eclipse, she whispered. Even as she said the name, she knew it couldn't be so. The painting was too old, certainly from the last century.
Excuse me, ma'am, but that's not the horse's name. The horse named Lexington. Like the city, so we always been told in the family.
Lexington?
Yes'm.
This is a painting of Lexington?
Martha's voice had gone up in pitch.
Annie looked alarmed.
As far as we've been told,
Lexington was the great-grandsire of Royal Eclipse.
Great-grandsire?
Like a great-grandparent, your grandfather's father.
But I don't rightly know who was my grandfather's father. How come you know that about a horse?
Martha smiled.
Not just a horse, Annie.
Lexington was the greatest thoroughbred stud sire in racing history. No horse has ever surpassed him. For 16 years, his foals, when they came to race, won more prize money than any other horses that raced those years. I'm sure you've heard of some of them. Preakness, for one. Even today, people pay thousands of dollars for horses in Lexington's bloodline. My father paid a fortune for Royal Eclipse.
Martha gazed at the painting. She wanted it.
She knew the girl would be more than satisfied with what she would offer, but her conscience would not let her take advantage. She knew someone who could, who almost certainly would, pay far more. I'm no specialist.
You think it might be worth something?
Oh, yes, Annie. It's worth something.